John Truscott of the Truscott-Rossman Group. Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I talked to you at the kind of early on today when you were on the island. I just talked to Tony Conley, who's been doing his morning show from up there.
Yes, and he has been.
Have you had the opportunity to talk with him yet?
I ran into him yesterday, and I saw him all this morning when I was over there doing another radio program.
Oh, which shall remain nameless.
Yeah. It's on a different station.
That's all right. That's all right. We can share the love. We can share the love.
Sure, absolutely.
What were some of the highlights for you today? Tony said there was a lot of time spent today talking about education and insurance and some of the seminars he went to, but I know there's a lot of different things to attend.
You know, there are, and education, I think, is going to be carried through as a theme tomorrow as well. Today was kind of setting up, I guess, for lack of a better term, I'd say best practices, just things that have happened around the country that could apply, like specifically to Detroit, and it was discussing those sort of things. And then tomorrow, I know the governor is going to talk a little bit more in detail about his future agenda, but I think probably the biggest thing came at a press conference that the governor held with a number of business folks, making $3 billion in primarily small business loans available to businesses throughout the state. And I think that will have a very significant impact in our economy and was a surprise to a lot of people as well.
Well, and I was surprised as well. I'm holding the press release in my hand. I mentioned it to Tony as well, called the Pure Michigan Business Connect. Got together with some high rollers here in terms of banks and in terms of businesses. My understanding of it is trying to give folks who have looked for money and ways in business to improve some of the tools to do that.
Well, businesses in the last probably two and a half years have basically, the banks have seized up to business loans. And it's been very difficult to get them to expand or anything like that. What they're saying now is we're going to make capital available so businesses can grow in Michigan. So I think this will not only have a significant impact on businesses who are already here, but maybe attracting new businesses in to grow and expand. And I think it's a very innovative approach and one that I talked to the president of Huntington, Southeast Michigan, and he's already ready to meet with folks. And I was already setting up meetings for a couple of clients. Said, bring them on in. We've got lots of money. So that sure is a welcome change from the way things have been.
Well, it's welcome change. And I also love kind of the fact that it was a surprise. I mean, that people were kind of taken aback because that's hard to do these days with something this big. $3 billion is a lot of money. It's a huge investment in the state of Michigan.
You know, it was such a surprise. We had a client that was part of the announcement, one of the investors, and we couldn't even get the information because I don't think they had all of the information. So it was held very close to the vest.
Well, and you have to love that. What are you surprised at all? I mean, you've been attending these conferences for years. Are we on track with some of the conversations that are taking place? It seems like there's actually a lot of work getting done. A lot of really important conversations are happening.
I think this year is probably a little different than most other years in that there are concrete things happening. There are a lot of announcements. It's just a different mood and a different atmosphere. And I've been coming to these for 20 years. But the way the governor has kind of co-opted the agenda with his announcements, he's getting things done. Yesterday was all about building the new bridge, and he was meeting with legislators all day today about that. Today he did the big announcement on, you know, the $3 billion fund. I have no idea what he's signing some bills tomorrow. So he really is using this opportunity with this group gathered to keep pushing his agenda and show that now in Michigan we're definitely getting things done and at a very rapid pace.
Well, and this has to be impressive for folks from either side of the aisle or the issues. He said he was going to get that budget done before June 1st, and it's happened. And folks on both sides early on when I talked to him on the show would say, we just don't see how it can happen. He's made that happen. He told us the bridge was a priority, and it sure looks like that's going to happen in one form or another. His follow-through is exceptional.
I think he surprised a lot of people on a lot of fronts. I mean, I've been in this process for a long time, and I can't believe the speed with which he's getting things done. And, you know, he's coming at it from not having any political or government experience, and that may be what's kind of helping him push this forward. He doesn't know how to take no for an answer, so I guess more power to him.
I like that analogy. He doesn't know how to take no for an answer. And frankly, coming from the business world where he has come from, there are deadlines that are hard deadlines that have to be met, and it sounds kind of like that's carrying over to this as well. Instead of that we've heard so much lately, John, that kick the can down the road,
yep.
He doesn't know that from business.
Well, you're right, and there are two things that he doesn't do, and one, he doesn't blame the previous administration for anything, and he takes full responsibility for everything that he's doing. So, I'm just really impressed. He is bringing a true CEO mentality and approach to the state, and I think we'll see the results that over the next couple of years the state will significantly benefit from.
And in your conversations with folks, whether it be some of the gatherings afterwards or the seminars, are people, I get this kind of feeling of excitement from this meeting about things really happening.
I've seen more optimism at this conference than I've ever seen in the past.
Wow.
And so there are definitely a lot of good things going on. Just the mood is very positive. And before, it's like, well, woe is me, we're Michigan, we'll do our best, but we'll never quite get there. It is completely different. It is, we're going to tackle our problems, we're going to get it done. It won't be easy, but we are going to get it done, and we're going to be better off. So I can't give enough credit to, both the governor and the legislature for stepping up and doing the job. It's remarkable what they've accomplished already.
Well, and you're right that the legislature getting it done, too, because they couldn't just sit back and watch. They had to make it happen as well. Wanted to get a big congratulations in to both you and your partner, Kelly Rossman McKinney. The MERS Epic MRA released their most recent survey of state capital insiders and selected Truscott Rossman as the most effective public relations consulting firm in the state, and also you and Kelly, number one and two, most effective public relations professionals working in Michigan politics today. Kudos to you. That's huge.
Well, thank you. And it's a tremendous honor. These are folks that we work with. They're our colleagues. They're the ones that, sometimes we're on the same side of them. Sometimes we're on the opposite side. But, we try to operate with high ethical standards and do things the right way. And we've been recognized for that. And it's really humbling and it's gratifying. And I think, with our merger that happened in January, it's been, I think, for both Kelly and me, a tremendously positive experience. And this kind of survey, from the folks that we work with, just bears that out even more, and we're very, very humbled by it.
Well, and I'm sure it as we talked about it being exciting up at the island, it makes you just want to roll the sleeves up and get in even further when you're getting the positive response from the folks that you work with.
Absolutely. And the thing is about being up here is, it for the most part, you kind of strip partisanship aside, and everybody gets along. We'll go back to Lansing, and we'll have opposite views on things. But while people are here, I think there's a commonality that we need to do what's best for our state. We've got a lot of improvements to make. We've got still some difficulty ahead of us, but everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction now, and it's really nice to see.
And so tomorrow, you said that the governor will sign some bills there tomorrow. What else are you expecting to have happen tomorrow with some speakers you're looking forward to?
Things pretty well wrap up. There's a session where kind of the leaders, or they call it, I think, the Big Five now, the Southeast Michigan leaders, they get together for discussion to talk about what they're doing and how they're reacting. And obviously there still are significant financial issues in government, especially at the local level, so we'll hear about that. And then the governor is going to come forward and lay out some of his education and urban agenda, and I think kind of dealing with how we deal with inefficiencies at the local government level and how the state can help and things like that. So it'll still be a full-packed day. You'll see most of the people heading for the ferries by early afternoon to try to beat all the heavy traffic home. But, I could say this is probably, I've been doing this for 20 years or more, one of the most successful Mackinac conferences for the Detroit Regional Chamber I've ever attended.
Well, that's huge, and I thank you for a bird's eye view of it all. I love earlier while we were speaking, I was listening, hearing the clip-clop of horse hoofs in the background. you have to love that, and I hope you're being able to enjoy some of the social events as well and take some time. I appreciate your time with us this evening, John. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to do it, and it's absolutely beautiful weather. It's a Chamber of Commerce day up here, so if you don't have your plan booked for Mackinac Island, get up here. It's beautiful.
I think you just did the next Pure Michigan ad. Thank you, John.
Okay, Cheryl. We'll
Thank
see
you.
You.